everybody. I'm very happy to be here to present our radio show about the robotic, and especially the exoskeleton. We'll speak about the explication of exoskeleton, and we will interview three special guests. And finally, we will mention a conclusion. But first of all, we will talk about the origin of robot. So welcome, Lila.
Thank you, Sijia. The first person to use the word robot was the writer. He's named Karel Čapek, and he was Czechoslovakian. In his language, robota means forced labor, and for him, robots were used as electronic servants who turn on their master when given emotions. In 1941, Isaac Asimov, who is a science fiction writer, wrote a book, Robot, to describe the technology of robots and predicted the rise of a powerful robot industry. Robots start to be used in a film and in a TV show in 1950, but then robots have moved to science fiction to science. Indeed, Unimate was the first robot created in 1961. He was in General Motors factory. Robots imposed themselves in 1970 in automobile, especially for painting bodywork with toxic steam. Moreover, the computers have become more powerful and compact. With powerful computers, scientists can program a robot with artificial intelligence so that they can make decisions.
Thank you, Lila. Secondly, we will concentrate on the explication of the exoskeleton. Now listen to Solène.
Hello, my presentation will be about the exoskeleton. It is an autonomous electromechanical structure external to the human body, which enables to increase the capacity of a person in terms of strength, speed or precision. We can use it to walk, run or take anything. In addition, other types of exoskeleton are used in armies. It is also a huge help for partially paralyzed people when they learn to walk. But finally, it's the application in the civilian sector that will multiply in the construction, safety or operation of first aid during natural disaster, for example. But this robot is slow, big and heavy, so I think scientists can keep working on it. Therefore, it can be the next revolution.
Thank you, Selena. Our next part will be a music break. Let's enjoy the animals by Martin Garrix. Have enjoyed this music. Now welcome to three Spanish students, Ana,
Fatina and Sami. We will interview them.
So, what kind of robot jobs did you work in Spain?
In Spain, we use them for medicine and a little in factories. We don't use in military things yet.
So, what did you think about exoskeleton?
I think it depends on the uses you want it for. For example, in industry or medicine would be so useful. But maybe inside army world would be just a way of feeding the idea that we need wars in our lives.
Have you imagined the future of military exoskeleton?
In the future, the exoskeletons will help the soldiers to climb mountains more quickly, jump higher, and run faster. It just depends on uses that they will be used for. But before that, they should create batteries and storage systems of high capacity.
Finally, Jehalada will mention the conclusion.
To conclude, exoskeleton is really a good invention. It's really gonna help the tribe or just people who work in buildings, sit or the first aid during the natural disasters, for example. However, it can be a dangerous weapon, exactly if it's used by the terrorists. Despite some improvements, it will be a revolution for the science.
Thank you for your intervention in the show and your attention. Are there any questions?
No.
Okay, and if you are interested in the exoskeleton, you can go on the webpage named ExoBuildLink. And about the robot in general, you can read a book, Robot, by Isaac Asimov. Goodbye, everybody, and we hope you have enjoyed this show. ¶¶